Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You'll hear listening 1 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. Listen to the conversation between 4 friends.
James, Paula, Bridget and Spencer have decided to go camping in the Lake District. They are on the way to a campsite near Lake Windermere. They left the motorway over an hour ago because they wanted to take the country roads, but it hasn't been easy to find the way.
Do you think we're on the right road, James? I've just seen a signpost which said Kendal 20 miles.
What did you say, Paula?
I saw a sign to Kendal about a minute ago.
Kendal? But we went through Kendal an hour ago.
Yes, we turned right just after Kendal. You said it was a short cut, Spencer.
Yeah, I found it on the map. Look, Bridget, there's the main road and... James, I've just realised something.
What?
I was looking at the map upside down.
Oh, no. So we're on the wrong road. It's your fault, Spencer. We've wasted an hour because of you.
Okay, Bridget, and I'm sorry.
Now listen again.
James, Paula, Bridget and Spencer have decided to go camping in the Lake District. They are on the way to a campsite near Lake Windermere. They left the motorway over an hour ago because they wanted to take the country roads, but it hasn't been easy to find the way.
Do you think we're on the right road, James? I've just seen a signpost which said Kendal 20 miles.
What did you say, Paula?
I saw a sign to Kendal about a minute ago.
Kendal? But we went through Kendal an hour ago.
Yes, we turned right just after Kendal. You said it was a short cut, Spencer.
Yeah, I found it on the map. Look, Bridget, there's the main road and... James, I've just realised something.
What?
I was looking at the map upside down.
Oh, no. So we're on the wrong road. It's your fault, Spencer. We've wasted an hour because of you.
Okay, Bridget, and I'm sorry.
Now listen again.
James, Paula, Bridget and Spencer have decided to go camping in the Lake District. They are on the way to a campsite near Lake Windermere. They left the motorway over an hour ago because they wanted to take the country roads, but it hasn't been easy to find the way.
Do you think we're on the right road, James? I've just seen a signpost which said Kendal 20 miles.
What did you say, Paula?
I saw a sign to Kendal about a minute ago.
Kendal? But we went through Kendal an hour ago.
Yes, we turned right just after Kendal. You said it was a short cut, Spencer.
Yeah, I found it on the map. Look, Bridget, there's the main road and... James, I've just realised something.
What?
I was looking at the map upside down.
Oh, no. So we're on the wrong road. It's your fault, Spencer. We've wasted an hour because of you.
Okay, Bridget, and I'm sorry.
Oral comprehension. Listening 2. You'll hear listening 2 three times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. Philip, Sandra, and Eddie are talking. Listen to them.
Philip goes once or twice a week to a local go-kart track in Brighton. This afternoon, he's taken his friend Sandra with him. They're talking to Eddie, the manager of the go-kart track.
What about your friend? Does she want to try?
Yes. Sandra, have a go. It's great fun.
But I don't know what to do. I've never driven a go-kart.
Oh, you don't have to be an expert. Just keep both feet on the pedals and both hands on the wheel.
But look at them. They're going really fast.
You don't need to go very fast. Just drive carefully and keep to the outside. Then the experienced drivers can overtake you on the inside. If you have to stop, you mustn't stop in the middle of the track. You can stop on the grass if you want to.
Come on, Eddie's got everything you need.
All right. Do I have to wear a racing suit?
You don't need to, but it's a good idea in the rain.
Okay. What else do I need?
You must wear a helmet. That's compulsory. You can wear gloves if you like.
If you don't, your hands will get very cold.
Okay, let's go.
Sandra, stop on the grass! Stop on the grass!
Wow, that was fantastic!
Now listen again.
Philip goes once or twice a week to a local go-kart track in Brighton. This afternoon, he's taken his friend Sandra with him. They're talking to Eddie, the manager of the go-kart track.
What about your friend? Does she want to try?
Yes. Sandra, have a go. It's great fun.
But I don't know what to do. I've never driven a go-kart.
Oh, you don't have to be an expert. Just keep both feet on the pedals and both hands on the wheel.
But look at them. They're going really fast.
You don't need to go very fast. Just drive carefully and keep to the outside. Then the experienced drivers can overtake you on the inside. If you have to stop, you mustn't stop in the middle of the track. You can stop on the grass if you want to.
Come on, Eddie's got everything you need.
All right. Do I have to wear a racing suit?
You don't need to, but it's a good idea in the rain.
Okay. What else do I need?
You must wear a helmet. That's compulsory. You can wear gloves if you like.
If you don't, your hands will get very cold.
Okay, let's go.
Sandra, stop on the grass! Stop on the grass!
Wow, that was fantastic!
Now listen again.
Philip goes once or twice a week to a local go-kart track in Brighton. This afternoon, he's taken his friend Sandra with him. They're talking to Eddie, the manager of the go-kart track.
What about your friend? Does she want to try?
Yes. Sandra, have a go. It's great fun.
But I don't know what to do. I've never driven a go-kart.
Oh, you don't have to be an expert. Just keep both feet on the pedals and both hands on the wheel.
But look at them. They're going really fast.
You don't need to go very fast. Just drive carefully and keep to the outside. Then the experienced drivers can overtake you on the inside. If you have to stop, you mustn't stop in the middle of the track. You can stop on the grass if you want to.
Come on, Eddie's got everything you need.
All right. Do I have to wear a racing suit?
You don't need to, but it's a good idea in the rain.
Okay. What else do I need?
You must wear a helmet. That's compulsory. You can wear gloves if you like.
If you don't, your hands will get very cold.
Okay, let's go.
Sandra! Sandra! Stop on the grass! Stop on the grass!
Wow, that was fantastic!
That's the end of the oral test.